In this survey, Georgia was ranked as one of four states where the overall sexual victimization rate at juvenile detention facilities exceeded 15%. And the Paulding Regional Youth Detention Center topped the survey, with more than 32% of respondents saying they'd been sexually victimized. Centers in Americus, Augusta, and Eastman were also high on the list. That concerns Rob Rhodes with the Georgia Appleseed Center for Law and Justice. His organization helped push for recent legislative changes to the state's juvenile justice system.
I think that when we put kids in detention and have them within the custody of the state, that they ought to be at a minimum entitled to physical safety. And we have an obligation to assure that. And I'm confident that the Department of Juvenile Justice, upon receiving this, will take steps to try to address those issues.
Georgia Juvenile Justice Commissioner Avery Niles is ordering a review of the survey by the department's Prison Rape Elimination Act Advisory Committee. He says if the committee presents actionable findings, he will assign the case to a special internal affairs investigator for follow-up and possible prosecution. Meanwhile, State Representative Mary Margaret Oliver also expressed concern about the survey and says lawmakers need to examine the survey quickly and seriously.
We need to understand this information. We need to analyze what policies, if any, have changed that caused this seemingly a new rate of reporting, and we will need to take some action.
Oliver says the survey raises a number of questions.
Is there a lack of supervision? Are they at certain times of the day? Are these offenses reported at night or on the weekend?
The Decatur Democrat co-sponsored recently signed legislation aimed at steering nonviolent offenders into community-based programs rather than jail or prison. Michelle Worth, WABE News.